And sometimes you gotta leave early to get somewhere, so because you never know. Hey, there might be a wreck. There might be this. Hey, your train might come. Whatever. Something's gonna. You're gonna need to go. You might run out of gas. You need to get some gas or quick or something. Take that into account. And just driving like a bat out of hell is just ridiculous. At the time, I've seen it so many times this week. Crazy people just drive whatever, not looking and feeling they can just drive. You know that they own the road and no one in the roads was being their way, whatever. Man, y'all gotta cut that crap out, man, because it's annoying to see when people do this, drive like this. And I hate this word accident, car accident. Like, have you ever thought about that word? Just think about it for a second. What the heck is a car accident? If you purposely driving fast as heck and you had no regard for anyone on the road, and then because of your disregard of people and you end up running into somebody, how the heck was that an accident? Especially if you were honking at the person and getting mad and road rage, and then you was almost going to hit them anyway, then you actually hit them. How was that necessarily an accident if it was kind of premeditated anyway? So that's food for thought. I thought about, man, it's just crazy. All right, so what we're gonna do, we're gonna go ahead and go to my first track of the day, and this is actually by our guest who will be chopping up with here on the big, Kevin Anthony. The first track we're gonna hit y'all with is Pump Fake by him. So here we go, man. This is on his debut EP, The New Me. We'll be chopping up with him here in a bit, right here on Life of the Dust Live, Hump Day After Dusk.
Looking this way, I should put you on display. Girl, is you real? Cause I done heard about you and all them little games you play. But don't act shy, no, don't act shy. Hurry up and talk, we ain't got no time. We ain't got no time, so go and spit your line. You do, and I'ma be right behind you. Don't try and act slick or play hard to get. You're playing kid games, I'll admit. But just say something, girl, just say something. And take the first step, or it won't be nothing. Or it won't be nothing. Cause you got my heart fumbling. Go ahead and prove me wrong. Change my mind like you changing up. Keep
it straight. Yeah. Girl, don't try and pump fake. Keep it straight. Don't try and pump fake. Girl, just keep it straight. Don't try and pump fake.
Don't try and pump fake. Y'all know I'm always acting a fool on here. My no singer behind. All right, man, we back, man. That was Kevin Anthony Pump Fake right here on Hump Day at the Dusk Wednesday. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and welcome to the show the guy who was actually singing that track. Talk about his new EP, The New Me, that just came out last week. Welcome to the show, my boy, Kevin Anthony. What's good,
bro? Hey, it's Daddy J. What up, man?
Nothing much, man. It's a blessing having you, man. See you doing your thing, you know, trying to sing stuff for the ladies to get them going crazy.
Absolutely. You know, that's how I do. I feel like I can make music for both, though, men and women. Something relatable to both sides, you know?
I mean, yeah, because I can relate to it, too. I mean, just because it works for ladies don't mean it don't work for the guys, you know, because guys,
exactly.
They like being able to have that, you know, have that catchy thing to go say to a female. He told her, hey, you know, that's a catchy thing. I'm going to start telling girls, don't be trying to pump fake me.
Exactly. That's how you got to look at it. You know, from a guy's perspective, you look at it and you got to say, don't pump fake. Because I don't like when people pump fake me. So, you know, and the girls like it because the girls like it and that's what they're going to do. So.
Well, definitely, man. Now, I got to dig into your brain, you know, kind of find out, you know, what actually made you get into music in the first place?
It's just in me. It's always been in me to compose music, to write music. It's just something that I'm good. Like, I sit in my room and I'll compose a hook in like 5 minutes. It's just something inside of me that makes me do that, you know? So outside of that, though, I mean, I'm a big boxing fan, but like I said, it's the passion for music is just expressing myself and, I don't know. It's just inside of me, you know, to do this. So I've been doing it for about 2 years now under Kevin Anthony, and we're here.
Most definitely, man. Now, were there people that kind of inspired you as you were younger that kind of made you say, man, yeah, this, you know, I know I can do this, and I really want to do it because I see you doing it. Who were some of those artists that you looked up to that definitely pushed you to go forward?
You know, I used to watch Usher's videos and things like that, and I don't want to put it out there like Usher inspired me, but I think just the whole pop culture, like I'm very inspired by pop culture as a whole from 90s up until now, and everything inspires me. I mean, even these new artists that come out, they inspire me. I think the people that are in my daily life and the things that I go through really just inspired me to make the music that I make. So, I mean, I can't really pinpoint one person, but I think as a whole, just the whole genre of just music, really. I listen to everything, so everything affects me.
You know what? I mean, that's not a bad person to pick, though, because, you know, Usher is very known for not just being a person who can sing, but also just being an entertainer as a whole when it comes to, you know, putting his music out there, how he entertains people. So if you saying that's a person that inspired you, that's actually a great picture to paint for people. That's saying that you're not just singing, you're entertaining us.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I used to watch his videos and try to imitate the dance moves that he did, you know? And so things like that just inspired me, man. Made me pick up on dancing, and then I let dancing go and just committed to singing full time.
Okay, most definitely, man. Now, you know, kind of tell us about, you know, your new EP just came out. You know, debut EP, by the way. Congratulations. Tell us about that, man.
I actually dropped physical copies on October 3rd, but the digital distribution kicked in October 10th. So it's everywhere right now, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, basically all the online stores. Even iHeartRadio has some of the songs. I'm excited. I actually didn't plan on dropping this tape. My first intentions were actually to drop singles the whole year. And then I just wanted to really mix in my first two singles that I dropped with this bonus track and make a project that I can put out in physical form, because a lot of people were asking me when I'm going to drop something. And, I can't just put a song on a CD and have it available. So I decided to put these three tracks together that I felt really defined me right now. And that's why I call it the new me, and put it out there. And I'm very excited. And I'm sure we're going to do great. It's something that a lot of people are going to be picking up on. It's a new style. So I'm excited about it. I really am.
Most definitely. I pay attention to your networks on placement. A lot of people don't take into account how to using social media, man. How important to you is social media as far as your campaigning? How have you perfected that? Because a lot of people, they go, oh, I don't need to promote my music online. They kind of don't really take advantage of it.
Social media is probably a powerhouse tool, and you need to learn how to use it. I'm actually a marketing major for college. I have my associates right now. I'm working on my bachelor's. So, promoting is kind of what I do. It's my thing. So, I'm heavy on the social media game. So it's really propelled my music. It's really propelled the numbers that are behind my music and things like on SoundCloud. I get a lot of people that tweet me out every day just because I know how to use my Twitter and whatnot. My numbers are growing. I'm probably going to hit 10,000 on Twitter here in about a week or two, and we'll just keep growing. I speak to a lot of professional people like yourself and other people that work for record labels and things like that. And we sit back and they toss me advice on how to work these social media numbers, but it's very important. I teach other people, other artists that I met, my methods, and they watch their numbers grow as well. So it's very important.
Most definitely. First of all, big ups to you on college as well, man, because a lot of people don't realize a lot of the people who make a lot of big moves, not saying that everyone who has made big moves, who hasn't had a degree or whatever, or going to college hasn't made successful moves, but a lot of people who are very meticulous of what they do, they're the ones that usually have at least been to college. And that's a great, it's a great thing to see you do, man. It's really realizing there's more than meets the eye out here to what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's very important. I'm actually very meticulous inside the studio and outside of the studio, so I guess I prove your theory correct about the being meticulous.
And you also, we talked about earlier, you have both Nora Roddy in both the U.S. and Europe. How does it feel to be able to push out there into other areas and not outside the U.S.? Because, that's a great move.
It's not even just Europe. It's really Middle East. Like, I have people from the Middle East that'll Instagram me pictures, and they love my music and stuff like that. Being outside of the country is it's amazing, because a lot of people out there, I don't know what it is, but they show you a different type of love than people in the U.S. I mean, I feel like people in the U.S. are critical.
Man.
People out there in Europe are very just accepting, of different things. They're not so critical. They're very loving with the music, but it's amazing. It's really awesome that people from the Middle East, Europe, that, they're liking my tracks, and I'm just getting a lot of love for it, and they're awesome. But, yeah, U.S. fans are awesome, too, so anybody that's listening, don't get it twisted.
You're telling the truth. I'm not going to sit there and disagree with you at all. I know that first thing in, because when the U.K. people, when they love you, they love you. The ones listening to the show, it's what, 2 o'clock or something right now, or that, one or 2 o'clock in the morning, and they will be listening right now.
Yeah,
wide awake.
When they love you,
they
love you. Absolutely.
Yes.
Some of the artists that are big in the U.S. blew up in Europe, and because they blew up in Europe, they're not big in the U.S. I mean, it's kind of like, you feel me? If you blow up there, you're gonna blow up in the world. So.
Because that's how Lady Gaga got big. Akon, a lot of them, their whole entire campaign, a lot of people don't really take advantage of that, realizing that, hey, once again, that goes that social media, you cannot have to touch your feet in their soul, because you have, like right now, we're talking to each other, I find out about you because of social media. So, people, I'm telling you, don't waste it. Don't waste your time.
take advantage of it.
All right. Well, man, we're going to go to another track by you from the EP. And we come back, we're going to dig in your brain some more, because this is going to be the point of the show where I dig in and I'm going to ask you some crazy behind questions. I hope you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for it. Bring it.
All right. You heard him, y'all. He don't know what he's about to get into. He doesn't know, but he's going to find out. All right, y'all. Here's All I Want right here on Life at Dusk Live's Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. K-A. Girl, all I want is you. Take it to my hideaway. She vibe when we fly away. Shorty got me swimming in the tidal wave. I can take you anywhere you wanna go. You know what I'm finna say. I can see you really want it too, girl. All I want is you.
Another one of them songs, man. You can go up to a girl and serenade her, let them know, hey, I really feel that track, because that's exactly what you feel sometimes, man. You like after, like sometimes a lot of people just want to be rich and all this stuff, but sometimes it's all you want, man. You just want that one person.
Yeah, that's definitely how I feel. At the same time, I think I'm in the track. I go more in deep, like. Like deeper than money and all that other stuff. Even if I got to be your number two, I mean, I'll take that if it means I get to be with you. So that's kind of like, that's like the deeper meaning in the track.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Because that's what I mean. It's like, it's kind of like, I feel that too, because it's kind of like even if you're on the back burner to where their career, like for instance, it doesn't mean necessarily mean that. And what I take from that too, what you just brought up is, it doesn't necessarily mean they're talking to somebody else. That number one could be their career, or it could be their struggle that they're going through at the moment. That could be number one, the thing that they're more focused on. But you're still trying to figure out, hey, even if I got to be on the back burner, I'm still going to be content at the fact that I still am some part of you at all. So that's
exactly how I meant.
Your music is, like you said, your music is not just for the ladies, it's for everybody. And just people, I'm going to keep it real. It's the people who always say stuff like that are the people who want to hear people cuss them out all day and say, get it out of my face, F this chick. No, they wanted you. They're the ones that want to hear that all day. I don't want to.
You so true, you know, about that. You are so true. Yeah, you are. Now you got some experience under your belt, because that's exactly the people that say that stuff about my tracks, or the people that that want to hear all that stuff in tracks. Yeah, you know exactly how I feel.
Yeah, it's like, when can we go back? Because yeah, women always want to say, they want to run around on Facebook and say that Shivery is dead. It's not dead. Y'all just not open your goddamn eyes.
Yeah, it's not dead. You just don't know how to pick people because you're dumb.
Right. So speaking of which, we're going to go into my little dumb question time, or as I call it, the crazy behind questions. And that's why I ask you some questions that's off the wall. You'd be like, what the heck? Did he really just ask me that? All right, so first question. Now, you usually ask this a lot to people at the end, but I'm going to throw this at you first. And that question is, if you had 24 hours left to live from this moment forth, how would you spend them, and who would you spend them with?
It depends. Do I have money or do I not have money?
It's however, you know. I'm putting it this way. With your current situation, so from this moment, so you had 24 hours at this moment left to live. How are you going to spend those last 24 hours? So
I probably,
here we go.
I
y'all know how
spend,
we do them. Give them the thinking music.
I would spend the rest of the money I got in my bank account on people. And then I will call everybody that I feel a certain type of way about and really just tell them how I feel. And that's how I do it.
And can you please elaborate on the feel some type of way? Do you mean
like
people that
I'm,
you like or people you don't like?
Yeah, both. I feel like I'll tell them both. Like, if I have a problem with them, but I feel like if I feel a certain type of way about them, like if I feel like our relationship as a friend is not where it should be, I'm going to tell you about it. If I like you, I'm going to tell you. And then I'll probably spend some time with my mother as well.
There you go, man. Hey, moms always come first, man. Definitely. Big ups to that. And I don't know. I thought, you know what? I never heard anyone brought that up before in the show, on any of the answers. No one has ever brought up. Call the people, even the ones that don't too much like it. Let them know how you feel.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta let them know how you feel, at least, you know.
Right, I would let them know they did me wrong, but then at that moment I would also let them know I forgive them, so that way I still have that positive note to go off on, but still let them know that they did me wrong. So hey, I'm getting ready to go out, man. Hey,
see, I'm not gonna do something different. I feel like I should definitely do that. But I think I feel like I should also leave on a bad note and make them feel guilty as ever, so that when I pass away, like, you know, 24 hours later, they feel real bad and think about me for the rest of their life. So they live with that guilt.
Right. I mean, people are like, oh, shit. I got a lot of people that, oh, you done hung out with them more. You know, I see them do it with people, and I just look at them and go, what do y'all come with these fake crocodile tears from? But, okay, I'm going to stop. Y'all know me. When I start reading people, I start reading y'all hard. All right, next crazy behind question I have for you is, what is the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you?
Most embarrassing thing?
Yes.
Man, I really don't even know, like, I, you know, I was just thinking about that the other day. Like, what is something embarrassing that's happened to me? I can't even think about it as of right now, to be honest.
That many? Oh, nah. See, that usually means I got a whole lot when that happens.
I just don't know if, like, the most embarrassing moment was if it was with a girl or, you know, just somewhere. I don't even know. I just can't think about it. Like, things just happen to me that are embarrassing. I just keep moving forward after that. You know what I mean? I don't even look back to it.
Right. Hey, to me, it's just another thing.
Yeah, it's just another. I mean, I feel like everything I do is embarrassing at times, and it's in public, so I mean, it's natural.
All right, so, well, okay, now this is more so embarrassing, but speaking of with women, what's the What's the greatest way you've ever approached a woman and it actually worked? What was like, give us kind of like a play-by-play, like a moment that, you know, left you feeling like, man, did that woman just really give me some attention? Like, what's like one of the greatest moments of that happening to you? Kind of like give us a play-by-play.
I mean, it's crazy because I'll say some stupid stuff and it'll work. It just depends on what mood I'm in. But I was at McDonald's. I was at the McDonald's drive-thru the other day, and I drove past and I seen this cute girl at the window, and I was like, hey, what up? What's your name? And she gave me her name, and I was like, you got a boyfriend? She's like, no. I was like, you want one? She's like, I don't know. So from there, we just started talking. Like, she didn't even say, I don't know. She didn't even say, I don't know. She was just like, she gave me that smile and then, like, bent over the window to keep having a conversation with me. And so I just kept talking to her and gave her my card, and we just talk now. So I just say dumb stuff. I say something crazy like, hey, what up with that booty, though? Or, I don't know, just something crazy.
But people, you know what? People be saying that pickup lines don't work. I'm going to give y'all the, you know, because like you said, I've got some wisdom. And first, let me put it out there. I just turned 28 this year, so I'm not quite that old, but I know a lot. So, I mean, it's not that women don't like pickup lines. It's like how it is if you're a comedian. It's all about delivery. You can say some corny behind stuff, but if you just naturally goofy and stuff, they feel that's the fact that they know that you, it's coming off as being authentic about yourself. Then they're going to perceive it that certain way. So if you just sound like you just running lines, you could tell somebody just trying to run lines and somebody who just does that because that's just the type of goofy person they are, women will, they can perceive, they will pick up on it. And that's why sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't because they're like, oh, okay. Like, I done said some stuff before, too. I said something to one girl and I couldn't freaking believe what I said. I was like, did that really work?
I'm dumb with it though. Like I'm dumb with it. When I say something, I just laugh. Like I have to laugh and have to have a smile because it's just so dumb. And then I feel like they know I'm being funny, so they just kind of keep talking to me. You know? Yeah, I say crazy stuff though.
Mm-hmm. One of my boys used to do. He used to crack me up. This is one of his pickup lines. He used to always do to this girl. He would do this with girls all the time. And he would say, "Hey," he said, "you want to go out to get some breakfast or something?" Like it wasn't really a pickup line, but it was like something that just threw you off. There, like,
yo,
was
that's
like,
off the wall. Like that's super off the wall.
Do you know how many times that actually worked?
Hey, but for real though, like you got to hit him with that crazy line, like, "Hey, you trying to make out?" Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like crazy like
yep.
that.
And it'll work, and they'll be like, wait, like, dang, that just worked on me. Like, really? Did that just work on me? Yeah, it did. Oh, man. Now, as far as looking at the music industry in current times right now, what's some of the things that you wish would change for the better, and what's some things that are pretty good that you like about it right now?
I think what I like about the industry is where it's going, as far as it's actually going more independent than it ever has been. I feel a lot of artists are going independent, and a lot of people are keeping up with independent artists because it is a hard thing to keep up with these independent artists when they're not so in the spotlight. One thing I don't like about the industry, I guess, is people in the industry trying to take credit for what you actually do and not giving enough credit. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people with titles, they'll sit there and they'll try to make it seem like they're the ones doing everything. Like they're the ones, like they'll take credit for what people in the background are actually doing. You know what I mean? And
yes,
that's what I kind of don't like. And it's just I feel like you have to work so hard now to get in the spotlight because you have all these other artists. You know, social media is it's a pro and it's a con. I mean, it's a con because you have all these artists. You have to really sift through all the, I guess, garbage to get people that, to find the people that are potentially, you know, in the future stars. And so, I mean, A&Rs aren't going to sit there and sift through garbage. So that makes the artist have to invest more and work harder to sift, to, you know, make him available. I mean, make him stand out in the midst of all that to get noticed.
But you know what? I like independent art. I tend to, you know, of course, you know, it's not that I don't listen to mainstream music. I do listen to mainstream music, but I like independent artists more. Reason being, y'all hunger, the hunger y'all have, man, and especially the ones that stay independent and but just make major moves to people. I like the drive in them because it seems like sometimes some of these people, you know, once they get signed, they're like, oh, I'm signed. I don't need to work hard no more. That's, they don't realize, really, at the end of the day, that's when the work just begins. Once you get signed, you got to work 10 times harder because you got that many more people in your pocketbooks because you got to do them three, especially if it's a 360 deal, you got a bunch of people reaching to that same jar, cookie jar of money, and so you got to bust it behind that much more to try to make the most money that you can make because of the fact that, again, you got to share with so many people versus independent artists. Y'all pump your own merchandise. You put out your own music through all the different channels that's out there. And a lot of times you recoup most of the money because you are the entity that's pushing most of the stuff and the entity of the main person who's digging into the cookie jar. So I think a lot of people don't give y'all enough credit.
Yeah, that's another thing. You are right about people getting signed and they think that they just let the machine do all the work when really, I mean, you really have to do all the work, you know, and that's where the work just begins. I mean, honestly, because as an independent artist, you have so much freedom. You can do whatever you want, you know, because you control everything. But when you let the machine control you as far as getting signed to a major label, I mean, you have so many people that you have to keep happy, you know what I mean? So it's like you have to make a hit after hit after hit, and it's just so much, there's a lot of pressure to it.
Most definitely. Now, man, now, if it's three places in the world that you could visit right now, not necessarily tomorrow or whatever, but this period that you've always wanted to visit, what are the three places in the world you would want to visit and, of course, perform at, and why?
Puerto Rico, Middle East, or not Middle East, Europe, for sure. I don't even know. I think England, I would definitely want to go. England, Puerto Rico, and I think Los Angeles, to be honest. Like, that's where I want to be at. Puerto Rico, just because, like, I'm Puerto Rican, so, I mean, I spent years in Puerto Rico growing up, and I want to be, like, that spotlight artist for Puerto Rico in the American mainstream, so I'd want to go back there and just kind of make everybody feel proud of me, and I think England, because I got people in England that I know, and it's just a beautiful market over there. England, and then Los Angeles, just because, I mean, that's where Hollywood's at and everything, and that's where a lot of my music style comes from, is the West Coast, so that'll be my top three.
Okay. Now, what area are you actually in now, currently?
I'm in Michigan. I'm from the Detroit area.
Okay, Michigan, big us. I love the Midwest, man, y'all. I talk about that all the time. Like, Midwest has some of the best talent with people who have the best drive. Like, most of the people I've done business with and had consistent success with them have been from the Midwest, man. I don't know what it is about y'all. What's in the water up there, man, that y'all just so hungry?
Because we get overlooked a lot. People don't look this way. People always look like Florida, Georgia, California, New York City, and that's about it. I mean, in those general areas, people look at, you know, as far as Michigan, I mean, people aren't really looking at Michigan for artists, you know. And people that do come from the Midwest, even at a major level, they don't get so much notoriety. So it makes you as an independent artist coming up work, you almost have to work like three times harder because you are in an area where a lot of commercial, a lot of professional industry people aren't looking. So you have to, like, work extra hard to make them look this way. And you really have to define to them why you deserve an opportunity to be at the next level.
Right, not just Tris Young, because like you said, it's a lot of great music up there like yourself. And, I mean, God, have y'all seen the models? Every time you turn your head around, man, and you see it's another model from the Midwest, you be like, what the heck? Why are they getting slept on? Like, I feel that way about Milwaukee. It's sad to say, that from here, I'm about to say Chicago, Detroit. I mean, these are major areas that it's not like there's no name. These are major cities. And y'all still don't get enough love. It perplexes me. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean,
so, yes.
It is what it is. You just got to work through it.
All right, most down. Okay, so finally, man, I got a couple more questions left for you. One of my last ones for you is, and this for the ladies out there that's trying to dig into your brain and find out, you know, current, are you a single, dating? What's the deal with you? Cause I know they want to know. So we got to give. I held off on that one because I know they were over there like, let me find out right now.
I mean, I'm going to put it to you like this. If you think I'm cool and you're interested, DM me or Facebook me, and we'll talk about it. I ain't going to put it out there like that. I'm going to keep you guessing.
you know what? I'll feel you on that because people do that, man. They be going to your Facebook and looking at your relationship status. So they can, you know, just be nosy, but then they don't hit you up. I don't even have mine on there. You want to know? Hit me up. I'm going to tell you the truth. Just hit me up,
yeah.
And I'm going to tell you. I just want, but I'm not going to just put it out there because you're not going to do no work, and that's going to stop the conversation. So,
nah,
you know, let's see what we do.
Yeah, we got to keep them guessing. So if you're interested, like I said, facebook.com/IamKevinAnthony and Twitter @itsKevinAnthony. So.
Bam. All right, now. On the last thing is, I want you to remind everyone, why should people support Kevin Anthony and your whole entire brand? Why should they support you?
I got a whole different story to tell. I feel like there's so much to tell, and I can't even tell it in this, you know, in this interview that we're doing. But as a person, as me, I like to communicate. I like to tell the story of somebody that's actually from the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make it, who has to go against everybody's opinion and criticisms, and always being looked at as the underdog, even though when you should be looked at the top, as you should be looked at as the top dog, I'm still looked at as the underdog, and I'm just so real with everybody. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not afraid to tell people how I feel, and I'm not afraid to be me, even though it may not be the cool thing to be. I may not talk about, you know, the things that other people want me to talk about so they can relate to me. I'm just me at the end of the day, trying to tell my story. I got problems like everybody else. I go through things like everybody else, and I just want to be relatable in my own lane with people that can understand me. So if you like somebody that's real and that's talking about other things that life has to offer in their music, and it appreciates every single fan that likes my music, then that's why you should definitely hit me up and we'll talk.
All right, man. Well, definitely, man, it was definitely great talking to you on the show. You'll definitely enjoy it, man. Feel free to stop by anytime. Even if you just want to just clown with us on the show and talk about whatever, feel free. We will definitely not, you know, hold you back from doing that, man.
Absolutely. Before I go, I want to give a shout-out to Taylor Brown. She does great work. She's on my staff. Yolanda Hernandez, another person on my staff. She does a great job. Catherine. Just everybody who's Team Kevin Anthony, go check out my website, officialkevinanthony.com. The new me is out right now, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, go get that. You won't be disappointed. I want to thank Ceddie J for having me today. It was definitely a pleasure being here. I'm sure you'll see me back soon, so I got much love for you.
No problem, man. It was definitely a pleasure having you. You're a good dude, funny, and heck, you know how to pull them girls at McDonald's.
Yeah. Next time,
so
be
you can't beat that.
Hey,
hey,
no girl,
you know,
stay around me when it's fast food.
I mean, next time, I got a line for you. Next time you go to the window, go, I'm loving it. When she starts smiling at you, that's what she telling her. I'm watching work. You're going to be like, oh, okay. Okay, she gonna throw some extra sugar. You know, they McDonald's stings you on adding some extra sauce in your bag. She gonna give you extra sweet and sour sauce, all kind of stuff.
It used to be they give you like 5 or 6 packets. Now they give you like 1 and make you pay like for the other 3.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? 4 or something.
They actually put it on the screen. They put the amount of packets they finna give you on the screen and could charge it with like 25 cents of the extra one. I'm like, what? Y'all charge them for soft? Okay, y'all doing the most now.
Yeah, the world is getting crazy now. Everybody's tight with the money now. That's why so many artists are going independent because these record labels couldn't have budget.
All right, man. Well, we're about to go ahead. I'll go to the music break. We'll close on out here in a bit. Right here on Life at Dusk Live, Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday. My boy Kevin Anthony in the building. All right. Man, for going to this track by my girl Kawana Jackson. And then we'll be back here on Life at Dusk Live.
This is your girl, Kawana Jackson, and I'm rocking with the Dusk Spot Radio Show.
All right. We're back. Yo, it's your girl, Kawana Jackson.
I'm coming out.
Oh, man. Yes, we got about 10 minutes left for the show, man. guys, y'all, man, if you missed the interview with Kevin Anthony, make sure y'all check it back out, man. Go back to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEDBY letter J. And you can also go to iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network or iTunes on Beyond Pod app and on TuneIn app as well. And he will be having it on his website, KevinAnthony.com, later on this week. So be on the lookout for that as well. So, heck, there's too many places to listen to the interview. Can't miss it. All right. So, as we get these last few minutes left to go, man, I saw some crazy behind stories today, man. That, wow. First of all, Erykah, but speaking of music and people not getting in love, man, Erykah Badu. This is crazy. Okay, so Erykah Badu did a little social experiment where, where she was just kind of just singing. She was singing a track. I mean, she made a little sub video of her singing out of New York, and you know she was doing like how you know the people to be singing and the guitar and stuff and having their hats out, waiting for change and stuff. So Erykah Badu's out singing, you know, in Times Square and whatnot. And guess how much money she made? $4. About $4. But it was like $3.80. It was like, that was how much she made. $3.60 exactly. She made $3.60. Wow. Are we just that dumb? You know, do you not know? A lot of people, you know, they'll say, oh, yeah, she's just such a great artist, this, that, and the other. And yet she's performing on the street and you walk past her and, like, what the heck is that? Like, wow, Erykah Badu, that's interesting. Like, you proved a great point about how these people work, man. Like, if you're not in their face constantly, you know, they don't really think that you have great music or whatever. They let people dictate what great music is instead of, you know, if it's great, support it. Oh, I mean, man, it's coming to shambles, man. It's ridiculous. And this is a major artist, by the way, and she's got good at this crap. So, we were talking about, man, you dig on that spectrum, just think about what the independent artists have to go through each and every day. It's just ridiculous. Oh, my God, man. It's wow, wow, wow. All right, so here's some interesting stuff for those of y'all who are very big into pot legalization. Afro-American releases updated version of Because I Got High to help support pot legalization. And wow, man, I definitely would check that out, see what's going on with that track. And it's crazy, man. So yes, he redid this song. It was 14 years ago when he first had the track out at first. So now 14 years later, he has remade it and also, you know, made a new video and everything with it. So yes, it's more socially aware about what he did with it, so I definitely got to check it out and see what's going on with that, because, wow, man. It's crazy. Another story that came across the wire for me, too, today, is definitely interesting, like, what the heck? Is about Fox News. Y'all know how I feel about Fox News. I don't really be taking half the stuff they say serious, but hey, wherever floats your boat, people. All right, so here we go. Currently, Shep Smith gets real serious about Ebola. He absolutely destroyed, according to this, he absolutely destroys the media's Ebola hysteria. And wow, wow, wow. And he said you should have no, in quotes, the main quote about it is you should have no concerns about Ebola at all. None. you don't have to read no more than that. I mean, I don't care if people say you spin it. There's no way you can spin that. Like, it's crazy, man. Like, are we just, I mean, I know, we're not, I mean, people are running around and like, why y'all doing these scare tactics? My guest on Monday, man, shout out to him, my boy Willie L. Stewart. He talked about this on Monday. He goes in heavy about it because it is something to be serious about. Like, people just don't, just being so ignorant to the fact of how everything this goes. First of all, being lied to about airborne, what, you know, people are using the way the word airborne is being thrown around is demeaning what it really means. Because of the fact of airborne in the technical sense is actually doesn't mean that it has is like it's spewing through the air and mysteriously floating around and like tuberculosis and saying, oh, I'm gonna get you, bam, okay, now you got Ebola. No. Airborne meaning it go and it, yes, it does still have to deal with bodily fluids. Yes. But airborne in a sense of that if someone's like I said, like for instance, someone sneezes or whatever, Ebola particles can go for, can jump about 17 feet. 17 feet. So if you're in the distance 17 feet from this person who just sneezed, who has Ebola, and you got your skin out there out in the open and hit you, you're putting yourself in danger. So, I mean, it is a serious thing. It's just the way it's being reported is making us feel like, oh, this is just a scare tactic to do this, that, and the other, to control us and that. Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, like a lot of people have been talking about, yeah, Ebola's been around for years, but now all of a sudden it's coming to the U.S. I mean, yeah, I honestly believe that people, I mean, that's true too. I agree with that too, that someone's sneaking it in on purpose, doing all this stuff on purpose. So I completely agree with that. And people can call me conspiracy theorists all you want to, but if it walk like a duck, if it quack like a duck, then guess what? It's a freaking duck. All right, so that's it for the show, man. We rolled on out, man, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life in the Dusk Live. Your boy Seti J, and it is Wednesday, so y'all know how we doing it every Wednesday. Our public service announcement, that is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, we out.